Today marks the 3-year anniversary of the natural disaster that hit Fukushima, Japan. It caused the damage to nuclear power plants that spilled radioactive waste into the ocean. As Camille Riquez has found, the effects of these natural disasters were so tremendous that people in California are still affected by the event today.
It's been 3 years since the Fukushima nuclear meltdown in Japan. Douglas Erber, president of the Japan America Society of Southern California, says that it wasn't only Japan that was affected.
I think it affected all Americans. It affected the entire world, seeing some of the graphic, unfathomable images that we saw live.
Erber also says the Japanese-American relationship is strong, and many people did whatever they could to help during the tragedy.
One gentleman was telling me that everybody on the ship was giving all of their personal clothes that they possibly could to donate just for so that when the helicopters were taking food and other supplies over to the devastated areas, they were also taking clothing from the Navy seamen and seawomen.
Today, Japan is still reeling from the incident, and the local U.S.-Japanese community here is trying to find ways to help the most stricken regions. The Japan American Society is raising funds for orphanages in Fukushima and towards a community center that will be used as a relief center in case something like the disaster ever happens again.
And 100% of the funds that we receive are being sent directly to nonprofits in Japan that are on the front lines of immediate relief and long-term recovery.
The effects from the nuclear incident in Japan have rolled across the Pacific and are beginning to show up here in California. Stephen Manley from California State University Long Beach is joining over 40 other marine scientists to research the possible levels in radiation and kelp along the western coast. He calls this research project Kelp Watch 2014.
Kelp Watch 2014 is a scientific campaign that utilizes our coastal kelp beds to detect the projected arrival and presence of radioisotopes and seawater that are coming over from Fukushima.
Manley does say, however, if they do find some levels of radiation, it will not be anything to worry about.
We do not think it will be a human health risk, but we think it's important that we know exactly how much material is present and exactly how much material gets into our West Coast kelp forests, because the kelp forests are the basis of a highly productive and very complex ecosystem.
There's been long-lasting impacts from the Japan disaster here. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission has reassessed SPIRD safety planning in 100 nuclear plants operating in the U.S. Camille Annenberg, Radio News.